Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday Morning MV Pro Call. Today is, what is today? It's November 18th. Is that today? I don't even know. It's the 18th. Like to welcome those of you that are here live, as well as those of you listening to this via recording, which, of course, you can do by subscribing to MotoVitality on whatever podcast application you happen to use, or by visiting MotoVitality.com, where you can listen to years and years and years worth of archives. I don't know if we had technical difficulties or what, but there's only a few of us on here today, so I might do things a little differently today. Elaine, here, if you're willing, you know, given that you are kind of in leadership on the topic that we had today, I think it might be interesting just to have a conversation with you a little bit. Are you okay with that? I don't want to discourage you from logging on here if I'm going to throw you on the spot, like under the bus every time you do. But I actually have a topic today that I was hoping that you would be participating in a little bit. And so it actually might be kind of interesting to get your perspective, and as others hop on, if they come on, then they can join in the conversation. Those of you listening to this on recording, I'd love to hear your feedback as you often do as well. So anyway, the topic that I was, Jen, did you have a couple things you wanted to talk about first to mention?
You know what, actually, probably what I wanted to talk about kind of ties in with at our topic. So I'll just kind of wait until it's time to talk about it during our topic. So, or Elaine, if you had any questions that you, things you wanted to share with us before we jump into the topic.
I wonder, Jen, if we had a, because sometimes, free conference call, the app that we use here, I apologize to those of you that have attempted to hop on that had problems. That does happen sometimes. We hear about it. So,
Exactly.
So the topic I wanted to talk about today was kind of an interesting one. I thought it, because you run into a situation sometimes, and there are a lot of different ways to approach this, but or a lot of different ways it can come up. And I wanted to kind of discuss it from a salesperson's perspective, but also an office person's perspective. And Elaine, I'd be interested to hear, your take on it. And for those of you listening that aren't aware, Elaine is in the leadership, one of the owners of a large dealership out in California. So it's always interesting to get your perspective, Elaine. I really appreciate it. And like I said, if ever you walk on, I've told you that, how much I appreciate you before, and I so appreciate it now. Otherwise, I'm stuck talking to Jen for the next 30 minutes.
Or Jen stuck listening to Kelly for the next 30 minutes.
However that goes, exactly. I don't know. Exactly. One of the things that sometimes happens is you've got those longtime customers, and they've got maybe somebody in the office that they're used to talking to, and they're paying their bill, or they're ordering stuff, or maybe a service guy that has gone out and done annual service, and suddenly for whatever reason that person is not there anymore. So maybe they're terminated. Maybe they moved on. Maybe they retired. Maybe they quit for some reason. And so what I wanted to kind of talk about today was, sometimes it just passes off. A lot of times when we're in sales, customers, they don't even really care. And I wanted to talk about that part a little bit today too. But I'm wondering if any of you have run into a situation where that did become an impact, where the customer looked at the company differently when somebody key in the organization left. And so I wanted to talk a little about what you say, how you do it. And then I wanted to talk a little bit about, what it's a little bit from the perspective of the person who might be leaving, but we'll save that one kind of towards the end. So I guess, Elaine, since you're here and somebody else just hopped on here, so feel free to pop in as well. But Elaine, do you guys have a policy in your company, or how do you handle it when somebody key in the organization has left? And there's a couple different, I think you probably handle it differently, whether somebody has left on their own or whether somebody has been asked to leave. You know, there's probably different approaches, but does it ever come up with the customers? Do your customers ever wonder about it? How do you approach that topic when and if it does come up with your customers?
Well, because we're a husband and wife team, and neither one of us are going anywhere. So, not that I know of, anyway. So, we might have it on like a tech. You know, somebody gets used to a certain tech, and they want them out to do service every year, and they're not there anymore. And you know, when they ask us, the equipment setters will say, you know, Randy retires. You know, Randy's at that age where he's able to retire, and he didn't want to come back to work after COVID, and you know, we hope he's enjoying his retirement. Or a sales manager, like, hey, Travis actually moved to Kansas City, and he's still an Eco Water manager, but now he's doing that from, you know, somewhere else. So people are generally okay, that nobody really has an issue with it, really, because we would say, you know, the person that's going to be helping you is just as good, you know, as the person that you like.
Right, and that's, I think, what is recommended. I was kind of researching this topic a little bit, and I wasn't really sure how it was going to go, honestly. I told Jen before we logged on that I really don't know the direction of this, but I was researching this, and part of it was, you know, what do you say to the customer? And you basically said exactly what the recommendations were, you know, to especially if somebody's leaving on good terms, you know, they retired or they moved, they're still with the dealership. One of the things that they recommend, especially if it's somebody that you're used to dealing with, is that you hold, you know, sometimes you have to decide why the customer is asking the question. Are they just curious, or are they, do they suddenly become concerned that they're not going to get the same service or the same quality of it? And sometimes it might be important to, you know, say something like, yes, they're, you know, we've brought in somebody else, we're training them, he's really good, knows his stuff, he's going to do awesome. However, if you run into a problem that he can't answer, here's another person, you know, kind of one step above, or an upper level management, so that the customer feels assured, you know, so that they are a little more comfortable that they're going to continue to get that same quality of service. You know, so I think I agree with you. In most cases, it's not going to be an issue unless it, you know, what brought this up is I had one client that called me and told me that somebody within their office had left. And he said, that was the glue that held the company together. You know, the customers are going to notice, everybody's going to notice. And what it made me think about a little bit was kind of the perspective of the person leaving. And so there's, you know, one of the things Jen and I do when we walk into a company and we help evaluate the company, we look. One of the first things we do when we do a company assessment is to take a look at where the single points of failure are. And a lot of our clients, now, Elaine, you're much bigger, and you guys can absorb some of your turnover, because you guys, if you lose a service tech, you have other service techs until you hire another service tech. If you lose a salesperson, you can bring somebody in. So you're a little bigger. A lot of the companies that are out there, and some of the people listening to this call even, are, as Brett Tangley talks about, he says, one bad sandwich away from being on a truck. So there are a lot of owners or managers out there in the company that if somebody calls in sick or somebody is not there or somebody leaves, suddenly they're out there on the vehicle, on the service vehicle, or on, you know, doing sales themselves. So Jen and I, a lot of times when we go into a company, we'll do an assessment. We'll say, okay, what is the most critical part of the company? If this person left, what does that do to the company? And there's some reality there, right? There are some people that are critical to the function of the company. And if you lost them, it really does have an impact on the, you know, how the business functions. Without getting into the position or any names, Elaine, are you guys even in a company your size? Do you have any of those positions where it would, you know, if that person suddenly was no longer there for whatever reason, where it would have an impact on your ability to function as a company? You know, where it would set you back? I mean, obviously you would still survive, but.
Yeah, I would say the only person that I would say has, that people, customers love is our front office person, Liz. She happens to be my first cousin, but she's also retired Bank of America call center supervisor. So she's used to dealing mm-hmm. with, you know, customers that need service and training people. So she's extremely calm. She's extremely empathic. Customers know her by name. They love speaking yeah. to her. And I think she would be the single most, she's the initial point of contact. Whether you want service, yeah. you want to talk to the shop manager, you have a question about how to set up the Wi-Fi, whatever it is, she's the go-to. And she's the person who calls them as soon as they're installed and asks how things went, do they have any questions. Mm-hmm. She tells them, I'm your point of contact going forward. And she calls every service call the next day and finds out how Josh did or how Jonathan did. And so she is that one person that by nature is just a very happy person. There's no customer, no matter how upset, that will ever push her buttons. She's just not wired that way. So yeah. I think if she left, it would be, you know, customers would probably notice because they all like her.
Yeah. So this is the part where I want to talk to those of you listening to this and say something that may or may not be true, but I think it's mostly true, which is if you're a salesperson, you're not part of the leadership, you're a salesperson or a service person, and you think that the company will fall apart without you, if you're not there, the company doesn't survive, you're probably wrong. There are a lot of companies out there where I've seen this over and over and over, and this makes me kind of think a little bit of, you know, and I kind of wanted to approach this as part of this topic, that there are a lot of companies out there that have a head tech or a lead salesperson. And I can't, and Jen, you could probably attest to this as well. How many times we've heard somebody say, well, this company would be screwed if I leave. They would fall so fast. Jen, have you heard people say that, and especially these smaller companies?
Yeah. I say it every day. I mean, yeah, I do hear it.
Wow. Actually, in your case, it would be true. So, so wow. So let me clarify. If those of you that are not in leadership or in management or that don't keep Kelly's head on straight for him every day.
No, seriously, though, we do hear it very, very often. We hear it, this company would fall apart if I wasn't here.
Mm-hmm. And what happens when they leave? Because inevitably, they end up leaving. And usually surprised, because a lot of times they're asked to leave. And that takes them by surprise. And, you know, when that happens, or sometimes they leave thinking that they're going to take the company down with them. How often have we seen the company go down with the person that left?
Right. I don't think that I've seen a company go down. And in honesty, most of those people that have that arrogance to think that, you know, this company won't survive without me, those are the ones that the other employees, once that employee is gone, the rest of the team is actually a sigh of relief, you know, because usually they were toxic and arrogant and it was time for them to go anyways.
Sometimes. I've also seen it where companies are, you know, afraid, where that person has the other people, especially in, you know, around them, convinced that the company goes down if they go, you know, so they have the allies. I've seen that as well, but you're right that a lot of times they bring a toxicity. So let's talk about it kind of in that context, you know, because especially if you do have a lead service, what do you, you know, if you are in an office person, if you're an office person and let's say you have that head tech that's gone, and a customer calls, you know, maybe that's the main installer, maybe it puts you back a little bit on installs where you're, you know, because it can have that impact, you know, suddenly it takes 2 weeks to put an install in, you know, whereas because the guy was there before, you know, you were able to get it in within a week or within, you know, a few days. You're an office person or you're a salesperson and you're dealing with that. And the customer says, yeah, we'd like to go ahead. What's your time frame? And you have to tell them it's going to be 2 weeks. You know, we don't have, you know, do you at that point talk about your tech leaving? Do you, what do you say about it? Why do you, you know, how do you discuss that head installer leaving, or do you at all?
I think that when you're, I think that in that situation, you know, on need to know basis, maybe you can say that we're having, you know, not necessarily a turnover in employees, but maybe just, you know, we're having staffing issues or something to that effect, or we're short staffed right now, because short staffed could mean that they're gone. But if, you know, unless somebody's used to that person, you know, then they really, it's kind of, like I said, on a need to know basis.
Yeah, I don't even know. My thought is, you know, even talking about short staff, that, you know, if you're in sales and you've lost a couple key people, you know, installers or office people, and it's sending you back, I would turn it around, and I don't know that I would say we're short staff, because if I'm a competitor, I'm taking that and saying, yeah, we can get it. You know, I'm running with that, you know. So I think I would probably say, wow, we are so busy. We're definitely hiring. We have, you know, you can approach it the same way. So, you know, which says the same thing, except it puts it a positive, you know, we're actually booked up for the next 2 weeks. We don't have any availability for installs for the next 2 weeks. We're actually looking for a couple new installers. If you know of anybody, you know, saying it that way says we're a growing company, we're doing well. And it doesn't specifically address that person leaving or why they left. Now they come back in, they go, so why are you guys so short-staffed? If they ask, and you say, just because of the growth, it's unbelievable how busy we've been. It's been huge. And, you know, if you had to let somebody go or they left, you know, unfortunately, that is part of growth sometimes. Sometimes you have to, you know, trim the dead branches in order to let, you know, new branches grow. Right. So that is part of growth. That's part of healthy growth. Any thoughts on that? Anybody else?
I like that. I like that better than what I said.
This is Michelle. I have to agree that I think that the way I try to approach things is I try to put a positive spin on any situation, especially when it comes to business. If it is an employee that is beloved, that all the customers know, that they speak to every year when they're calling in to schedule their service, and, you know, you kind of need to address it, because those people are going to wonder, well, you know, why did Debbie leave? Why isn't Debbie there anymore? So not to give out personal information, but to just, customers get concerned. They really like people, you know, certain people that they've dealt with for a number of years. So would have to come up with something that's just like, oh, you know, everything's fine with her. She's, you know, decided to take time for herself, or something very, you know, benign that doesn't really give too much information. But they're curious and they might want to know, not that you have to, you know, tell them any specifics. And if it's for an employee that maybe wasn't beloved, and sometimes the customer will be like, oh yeah, I didn't really like Joe. I want to deal
with
someone else.
You guys got rid of him. Yeah.
I want to deal with someone else anyway, you know, then you can just move on and say, oh, well, Mike will be happy to help you from, you know, here on forward. But those are my thoughts.
So, like I said, anybody else have anything to add on this? Because I have a couple of summary things, and I don't want to, like, beat the horse. That's such a horrible phrase, isn't it? Beat the dead horse. They beat a dead – that's so morbid, that phrase. But why that rolls off the tongue so easily. But I don't want to continue, you know, trying to force more out of this topic than what's there. But I did want to, well, does anybody else have any final comments or any thoughts on this before I kind of give a summary?
Kelly, I do.
Go ahead.
So one thing to think about is if somebody does leave, whether it's a matter of they're doing, you're doing mutual, or even retiring, whatever. I can tell you as a one of our suppliers, our sales professional left, and I don't know if he retired or for medical reasons or whatever, but he left the company. And I have since, I don't even want to buy from this company anymore because the customer service has really gone downhill. And interestingly enough, when I'm out in the field talking to other, customers of ours who also purchase from the supplier, a lot of them have asked, do you have an alternative to this product? Because I've tried working with customer service and I just can't, I can't deal with them. So I think it's really important when somebody leaves that, you know, if you have to explain, you know, they're no longer here, but we're here to work with you. If you have any issues, please let us know. But, you know, and make sure that you're replacing them with somebody that's going to give that same service because that's what customers are used to.
That is true. And as you say that, Jen, some of our suppliers are that way for sure, you know, where we were dealing with somebody that we really liked and now we just don't get the same level of service that we were getting when that I can think of a couple like that,
right.
That we purchase stuff from. So they do have an impact. So I think you have a really good point is make sure that if that person did bring value, you know, Elaine, that would be sort of like your front office there leaving and then not replacing them or replacing them with somebody that didn't have those skill sets, you know, that might have an impact. And so, you know, preparing a little bit for that knowing, and that gets hard too, because, you know, how do you prepare for a transition with that type of person leaving without making that person feel like you're training or hiring the replacement? You know, that gets to be tough too, right?
Right. And I think that it's really important, though, that you explain to them that, you know, you are in the transition because, you know, it's possible that the new person coming in has that excellent, you know, customer service, but they're still learning, you know, learning the processes, the procedures, the product. So make sure that you share that with your customers.
Yeah. So one of the things I did want to mention here, will anybody else have anything, any final comments or thoughts? I really wasn't sure where this topic was going to go, but let me just summarize there, just from a legal standpoint, that it's important to understand what you are allowed to say about a past employee or not. And you know, you get that when people call for references. Most companies will just verify employment. They won't even, you know, because of defamation laws, they won't even go anywhere. But I think it's a good idea in general to honor those people that served you. You know, if you are, and we all are in this industry, we're in a service industry. That means that we're there to serve each other, to serve our customers, to serve the industry. You know, that's if we approach it that way, if we view what we do that way, then that doesn't stop with somebody who works at your company and then leaves. And you know, I think Jen and I have shared the same philosophy when we work with a company that if somebody has an opportunity to better themselves, they find another opportunity. If they're not happy coming to work, if they're coming to work miserable every day, they hate what they do, and they find another opportunity, I would encourage that. I mean, work should supplement your life. It shouldn't be your life, in my opinion. And so, you know, it should, and so if work is killing you, you know, mentally and physically and, you know, in every way, I would encourage somebody to find, you know, something that doesn't suck that energy out of them. You know, so if I have an employee that is that way, that is miserable and not doing well, then I'm gonna I'm going to encourage that. And if they do find that opportunity, hopefully they don't screw me over, you know, they don't try and sabotage me as they leave. But I'm going to be happy for them that they found another opportunity, that something that would fulfill them a little bit more. So I'm going to encourage that. And then if somebody's asking about it or talking about it, even if they left on bad terms, if you will, I'm going to try and put a positive spin on that when it does come up. You know, I'm going to say, you know, they found another opportunity, or they went on a different path. But we have to be careful legally about allowing any type of animosity or bitterness creep in, because, I mean, what good's it going to do? You know, it's the customers aren't going to like it when we're bashing the person that was there. That person's no longer there. So you know, wish him the best and move on. You want to be careful, though, about how much information about that departure you leave, unless it really is positive. Like, you know, they retired, or, yeah, they as you were saying earlier, Elaine, they retired, or they decided they want to spend more time with their grandkids. Or, I mean, those are positive spins, and I think people understand that humanizes the company to some extent, you know, and lets them understand what's going on. So, all right. Any final thoughts? Remember last week when I was saying I welcome any topic ideas? I welcome any topic ideas. So I hope some of them, you know, I think they have better conversation than others. But any final thoughts on this one before we take off?
Kelly, I have one quick. I know that we will not be meeting next week.
Oh, I'll be here. I'll be on the call.
Oh, okay, I will be
here. No, I'm kidding. Next week's Thanksgiving, yeah.
So, we won't be here next week, but throwing out a little plug there is, I believe tell me if I'm wrong on this, by December 1st, the installers training, do they still have a special until December 1st?
I have one more class.
One more space.
Still available.
Okay.
There's one more space available with 50% off. So, and then the first two classes will be completely sold out. So,
okay. So if you have that one installer, that one person that's just jumping on board that you'd like for them to go through the installer training, contact myself or contact Kelly.
Yep. All right. Thanks, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. I am thankful for all of you, those of you listening to this via recording. Elaine, thank you again for allowing me to put you on the spot. Again, you're awesome. I feel like I should pay you the same amount I pay Jen, which is nothing. But so that's
my
pleasure. Actually, what's that? What was that?
I said my pleasure. No problem.
Yeah, you're awesome. Thanks. I appreciate all of you, and thanks so much. Everybody, be safe. Have a great holiday. All right.
Take care.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanksgiving.
All right. Bye.